And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah. It's like K-pop, what is this?
I'm not a
Big
fan.
D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
That's how we get the podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, Carson, you just come up. Carson came in late, and you're lucky.
Yeah, that was, that was not a good. So every week we generate a new random podcast opener, and yeah, that was
not so much.
It was like
eh?
K-pop and punk pop met in the middle and then hated each other and then left and made fun of each other all at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't really great. I do have a gold for you, and it's... You know, we do these golds. They're just little things that people say or whatever happens in the background. Sometimes we're like, oh, that's funny. Let's just save that because we end up quoting it all the time. This is the very first gold we ever collected. We were like, oh, save him.
Hey, Big D and Bubba, you two guys are just two good old boys on the radio, and we love it.
That's so great.
That was the very first one, like way back in the infancy of our show.
Oh, I do love going into the golds a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of that.
It's interesting to see how far things have come with the show, yet some things still stay the same. And golds were never meant for anybody else. This was just for us to, like, you're sitting here, you're having, you know, you're having a rough day at work, and then all of a sudden in the background you hear,
hey, Big D and Bubba, you two guys are just two good old boys on the radio, and we love it.
And it lifts your spirits. You go, mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that day, or whatever it may be. So yeah. It's like somebody in, if you work in cubicles, it's like somebody down like six cubicles away saying some in-office inside joke. It's great. It's wonderful. All right.
Okay. Big weekend if you are a college football fan.
Let's go.
You got LSU and Vanderbilt. Nashville is all a buzz. Boy, Vanderbilt people are lippy.
We are going to that game. Me and the guys from middle school, from Evergreen Junior High. Let's go Eagles.
In Houma?
Yeah.
They're all from Houma? Bobby's from Houma, Louisiana. Yeah. You're going to see Theo's going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, he's...
Is Pavia's mom going to be there? Are we going to have to separate them, or how's this going to work?
A little inside baseball here, but yeah, it's Theo Vaughn is he's a comedian, and he is a big Vanderbilt fan, but he's a big LSU fan. In fact, he was at the last week's game in South Carolina.
Hanging out with Gordy and those guys. I saw that.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm a little nervous about it all.
Really?
With you.
I kind of go back and forth. Some moments I go, should we worry?
Too.
And then other times I go, and then I go, well, Brian Kelly's a coach, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. Good and bad. Yeah. So, and we get some injuries and that kind of stuff. And, of course, you got Carson, who went to Ole Miss. She's got a big game with Ole Miss.
Ole Miss and Georgia.
And Georgia.
I may actually go to the Ole Miss alumni watch party.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah?
I've only done it, like, once. And I thought, this is such a big game. Yeah, maybe I show up.
Bob and I are doing, we're going to Garth's place tonight, or this afternoon, for a LSU
alumni party. But it's not a watch party, it's just a get together to drink.
Yeah, they're doing a live radio show, and we're just going to kind of pop in. But I was kind of looking for information on online, and I saw that there are all of these, no matter what your team is, there are places where you can go watch them, and they have it all listed out. Like Gumbo Bros, I think was the LSU one.
Yeah, Ole Miss is Odie's, the Old Dominion Bar.
So
did they go there? Or that's just where they picked?
I mean, that's Ole Miss goes there, but I think the Old Dominion guys have showed up, you know, twice. Not to a game, not to like during Ole Miss stuff. But
Garrett, what's your school?
VCU,
Virginia man.
Commonwealth University. Go Rams.
Is there a thing? Did you all get together? This is probably at your house. Is the watch party? There's two of them.
Do you guys get on a Zoom?
No, we're a basketball.
Yeah,
school
I found
only.
It. The here we go. The watch party. If you wanted to go and check it out, I've got your people. Yeah, man. So no matter what your school is, you can literally Google the name of the school, alumni, and then your town, and it'll pop up. I saw there's a guy who went to, he was a Japanese exchange, you know, collegiate student And there's like this huge Nashville country music themed bar.
Yes.
That they have in Japan.
In Japan.
Oh, I saw the same.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Schaefer, who's your team? Is it Penn State, I'm assuming?
They used to be, and then just weird stuff took on at Penn State. And
oh, it got a little wacky
yeah.
there. Yeah.
But they fired James Franklin, so maybe I'll come back. I don't know.
So do you have a...
I like the squeak.
It was Penn State, but I don't really have a college team anymore. Really, I mean, I've been adopted by a lot of my Tennessee Volunteers friends. They're trying to make me a Vol for life.
They got a big game as well.
Yeah, Tennessee, we'll be getting together watching that one versus Bama.
You'll be out there going, "We are!"
Penn State.
Yeah, I found your watch party for your guys. You're going to be at the Oak Row Music Row something or other. Yeah, so
that narrowed it down.
No, it's called Live Oak.
Music.
Live Oak. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know where that's at. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's but, your.
Yeah,
that's
I'll be
your
hanging peeps. Out with my Tennessee friends and watching that game.
Good.
Against Bama.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's crazy. It's already a crazy year for.
Although
football.
I still can't believe the LSU game's at 11 o'clock.
That's what I worry about. Yes, I worry the most about daytime games for LSU
because they haven't had enough time to drink.
That's right. he makes the joke, but it's true.
I ain't tell you. I ain't gonna lie. When I moved to Baton Rouge and met Bubba, and they were all everyone's like, "You ever been to a LSU game, a night game, a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium?" I'm like, "Well, I'm from Tennessee and." So we got, you don't even know. I go, well, it's a pretty big stadium.
You were like, our stadium's bigger.
It's pretty big. At the time, it was.
Neyland's a scene.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a true thing. It really is. And it does have its own place.
Yes,
however.
It does.
Same with Penn State.
Yeah, yes. Same with Penn State. Been to a wideout game, the whole thing. It's wild. It's crazy. It's a great experience. Loved it. However, no one told me. I was assuming that the experience is just to the game or maybe a few hours ahead of it for tailgating. No. They tailgate starting on Thursday. They start pulling in the RVs and the big campers that are like purple, like they are completely wrapped. Yeah. It's not a company. These are people who just are huge fans and they wrap their RV. And start getting all the stuff out, the boiler
many
stuff, to start making food.
Many of them don't even go to the games.
Yeah.
They just go to the tailgate.
Yeah, because they're right next to the stadium, and they just watch it on TV, and they can hear the stands, because the stadium's right there.
And they have their private bathroom on their RV.
It's a lot nicer.
When I was at Ole Miss,
when
it was the LSU-Ole Miss game every year, and when we had it at home, the RVs would start coming in, and they would always try to park in this one lot that was somewhat near the stadium, but far enough away they figured they'd get away with it. What they didn't realize is it was the band practice field. And so we'd show up for band practice and they'd have to like boot the RV guys out. And you're like, "Hey man, we're real sorry, but that was, this lot, the reason that it was empty and you were able to find here is because it's for the band dorks. That we have to be here and practice our marching.
You have to practice.
We had to practice our marching. Sorry.
I'll
tell you what, though. LSU fans tried to kidnap me once when I was at Death Valley. Because, again, I was in the band. It was my freshman year. We're going to Baton Rouge. And I'm, as much as, like, obviously, like, I'm such a dork for my school, but I loved calling Baton Rouge. So I was so excited to be in Baton Rouge.
You're such a dork.
I'm such a dork, right? And so I'm excited, and I am this teeny tiny little flute player. And the way that we were lined up was how you end up being on the field. And just so I am literally the last member of the band. And it is assigned this way. And I am, again, barely 5 feet, and I'm marching along. And LSU fans have had enough time to consume enough alcohol. They're like, "Let's get that flute player. Let's take her." And I'm like, "I'm going to die. I'm going to die in Baton Rouge." But you know what? Also, nicer fans you'll never meet, because they'd come up. I'd go to almost baseball games with them, and they got me so drunk I thought I went blind.
It's interesting.
They were so much fun.
The way everybody is brought into it. They're like, "Come on, have you eaten?"
And we all had a great time. Nobody cared that, like, "Oh, yeah, obviously I'm there, hottie totty." And they were, it was at Ole Miss, but they, like, "Come on, girl, we'll feed you." And then I don't know what I was drinking, but it was good. And then I couldn't see for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But hey, I see you now. I recovered. It was fun.
Who was it that was in here that was the Ole Miss person recently?
Yeah.
And you were like, you did the little.
We did the hottie totty with the shoulder shimmy.
Yeah, they do this little thing.
Shoulder
shimmy. I'm like, "What is that?
Hottie totty." Well, it's also probably because it was a girl that we just looked at each other like, "Hottie totty, shoulder shimmy."
The Grove is
number one.
Is crazy. It's hard to get into now, I think.
I don't dress.
It's very hard.
I don't dress nice enough,
you know,
for that.
Because you guys were talking about, like, with night games at LSU. And with Ole Miss, like, if we had the afternoon game or a night game, which was great, same thing. You'd get in the Grove in the morning, and you just tailgate, and you hang out all day. And I used to go, and Ole Miss, you dress up for. Like, you wear dresses, and the guys are in ties.
That's what I said.
Right?
I don't dress up well enough
right.
to go hang
and
out.
So, but what I would have to do is I'd go out and tailgate for hours dressed up in my skirt and my heels and everything. And then I'd have to go back to my dorm and change into my band uniform. But that's why I loved those later games, because I could still have all that experience. And, you know, I'm sure my playing got better because I'd had a few.
Mm-hmm.
So it was such a good experience to be that much later. So I get why you're not thrilled about the early start time.
Yeah. And we got a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Well, Weeks is out.
Which one?
The starter.
I've never seen LSU fans this nervous about a game versus Vanderbilt.
Yeah, me
ever.
I mean,
yeah.
no team ever.
Which I think is good. I think that bodes well for LSU because, again, they're not going to sleep on Vandy. So, I mean, they know Pavi is a threat.
Is it Weeks, the guy that's dating Lane Kiffin's daughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, he didn't start getting sick. Maybe he's like throwing up on the field. People are like, is there some sabotage going on?
Something there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fun fun storyline.
It is a good storyline. I like that. You know what? Just make it all wrestling. Like, I mean, make it wrestling. Give me a soap opera.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
College football basically is pro wrestling in a lot of ways. So.
Yeah. Well, when you watch, by the way, Jelly Roll's going to be doing, because College Game Days is here, and so they're
doing the
he's doing
guest
the
picking.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. Yep. And some people are not happy about it. And some
Why?
People are. It started off because, and I don't think a lot of people realize that Jelly's a big, huge football fan, but it started off as people who went to the school that you're at, that you're the city you're in, and not necessarily a celebrity, I mean, celebrity-ish, not just an unknown, but who really knew the sport. And I think a lot of people don't realize that he is diehard football, especially Titans. He's an NFL guy big time.
Yeah.
When I signed to him and his brother 2-3 weeks ago, whatever. Well, in fact, Jelly was at his son's football game, flag football game, and ran into him and his brother, and we're talking about it, and all we did was talk about football and deep. Like, you know me, I can get deep into college football. These guys are step in step with me, but they start getting just before the Titans coach was fired, and they're just like, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I don't know what's going to happen. It didn't happen then. It didn't happen the next week, and then boom, done.
Yeah. Did you see the text from the guy that he said something about, like, well, the coach got fired, whatever. And the guy was like, who is this? And he's like, yeah, he works for the Titans season ticket selling office.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, you told me to call you back if they fired the coach.
What? That's awesome.
That's pretty great.
It was on some sports podcast or something. And I'm like, I don't know if they faked this, but I don't care because it was entertaining.
Bubba, have you been to Garth's Bar?
No.
I have.
No,
I know,
haven't.
Carson, we know.
I know. I know. Would you like tips and tricks?
The best place to be at Garth's Bar, is it the Trisha area?
The Oasis upstairs.
What's the Oasis?
Well, the Trisha area, you got to pay a lot of money getting Trisha area.
Oh, really?
That's not open to the public.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
That's fancy. That's fancy.
That's something that looks like a kitchen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I think it's like a private club. You can pay to be a member there, or you can pay serious money to like rent it out for a few hours. But the Oasis is the upstairs with the rooftop and the whole thing. That's really, really nice up there.
That's where you go to chase your blues away.
Exactly that.
I don't think we're up there. I think because it's a radio show. It's a live radio show.
It's probably
going to
be down in the bottom floor, I guess, so people can pass it.
Oh, please tell me there's lots of stairs. That would be great.
There are lots of stairs, actually.
Sweet.
I believe there's an elevator.
Oh, they have to, man.
But I'll tell you. All right, John Bon Jovi's bar, that elevator is like such a pain. People will try to get it and try to get to like the fourth floor, and they hit four. And it won't get you to four. It'll take you to five, and they're like, oh, well, then I guess I have to walk down to four. Then they go to four.
Yeah, Bobby.
And it's locked.
Because
he did that, yeah, for me. And, like, that is, so I don't know. The elevators get wonky, but, yeah, you're going to just grab someone and be like, hey, I need to scooch.
Ace Frehley died. I didn't know that.
Yeah, died yesterday. He's been sick.
Bad. He fell, right?
Yeah. He's also had a lot of health stuff. So, yeah, there's this rock DJ who I don't particularly care for who, you know, put the news on his Facebook yesterday. And he had recorded a, like, hey, Ace Frehley died show. And he lets you know. He's like, hey, I recorded this a while ago. And I'm like, maybe don't tell people.
Yeah, make it sound like you just did it.
You just did it. I was like, because that's it. First off, it's ghoulish.
Yeah.
And even though, like, you know,
it's not ghoulish, though, because every major
news outlet,
they have those packages prepared.
Right. Yes, they have the packages. But this is a guy who his favorite band is Kiss, and he's a fan also in, you know, to what he does also. But it's, don't tell people you did it. That's the thing. Why did you lift the curtain to say, like, I recorded this before? Because, again, it just, to me, it was ick. It just gave me such a squeamish feeling. I was like, bro, just get up there and talk about how much you love Ace. That's fine. But you don't have to tell somebody, like, oh, I did this 3 weeks ago because I knew he was going to die. But it was also, that's his shtick is like, oh, yeah, I'm so in with these guys. I know when this stuff is going to happen.
God, those people are annoying.
Exactly. Like, oh, I'm so best annoying friends with them. The first picture he posts is him standing off to the side, and it's a picture of, like, Ace and Gene talking. And I'm like, yeah, you look real involved there, buddy.
Also, I'm sure there are lots of radio and media people when he died posting their picture with them.
Pointing.
Why do they do that?
That's my favorite. It's the arm around and they're pointing.
The point.
It's just like, point. Hey, they just make someone's death about them.
Yes. It's to show you that there's one guy because there is an account that is specifically for radio dorks like us to follow where they make fun of other radio people. And every time a celebrity dies, they go through and they collect how many people have posted pictures of them with the dead celebrity. And there's one, the guy is leaning over a table because I guess Ace must have done a book signing. And so he's got his face like next to him, like, arr! You know, like, and the caption that
gave
like
me water.
Yeah. The guy's like, wow, you stuck your head in front of him for 3 seconds back in like 2004. You must be real broken up.
And but like, you know what? I'm sure they are brokenhearted. If you go to an Ace Frehley signing, then
I went to a Gene Simmons signing, so I get it. But
did he hit on you?
Yes,
of course he did.
Which I would have. Yes. I would have been disappointed. Like Gene Simmons has hit on me twice, and it's great because it's Gene Simmons. He is gross, and he's going to do that. I would be offended if he didn't, because I'm like, am I so ugly that Gene Simmons won't hit on me? Like because he will hit on anything that moves, and I would have been, if he had been like, hello, ma'am, nice to meet you, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm ugly. So it was great. It was great. It's exactly what I wanted out of Gene Simmons. I did once, though, when Norm MacDonald died, I posted a picture of me and Norm, and I told this whole story about how a conversation we'd had, and I didn't mean it in the, hey, look at me, because I met Norm once, but it really was this story that I just felt it was so Norm, and he's one of my favorite comedians ever, and I was so geeked out to meet him that I wasn't doing it for clout. It was like I was legitimately sad that he died, but you know, and I go, and I don't know if that's, and then I'm like, I now look back, oh, should I have not have posted that? Like, but nobody called me out at the time.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
did you guys see the video of the guy who stole a car with the kid in it?
No. I've heard of that before.
Okay, some lady's at a gas station, and she, you know, is at the pump, and she goes inside to pay. I guess she wasn't paying at the pump. I didn't realize people still went inside. So she goes inside to pay, and then she turns and looks and sees her car with her one-year-old in the back seat driving off.
Oh. Wow.
And then the car stops, and he drives back in and gets out, and he's like, hey, sorry, I didn't realize there was a kid here, so you have your car back, and he left. I thought that was nice. He did the right thing, but the point is, I mean...
Well, no, he did the wrong thing. He just did it less wrong.
Right, right. But I'm saying you brought the child back and the car.
I'm glad he brought the car back and everything, but like, oh, don't steal the car in the first place.
Is this the audio of her 911 call? I think I might have it. No. No, it's commercials playing. It's the worst.
Crummy commercial.
Dude, how? Where do you park downtown?
You don't.
Oh.
I would take an Uber or Music City Center is where I normally park, but I mean, it's not super far, but
I plan to drink. I'm going to be with my buds.
Yeah, you guys should.
So
Uber.
We're going to have some beers, and it's going to be a good time.
Oh, see, that's the other thing. I have to go downtown tonight too.
You doing Keith Urban?
Yeah, and if that you're right. There's going to be all these people. Like, there's going to be LSU fans in town. Not that y'all aren't lovely. It's just that there's going to be people.
Oh, not necessarily lovely. Yeah, no.
All three Vandy fans will be.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. But I'm like, but I just get because also I didn't. I don't know what time do I want to get to the show, and then.
I feel bad for Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt fans, you know, the problem with Vanderbilt as a school is that it's a destination school. Locals can't afford to go there. You know, in-state kids usually don't get to go there. So it's all these people that come from around the world, and they go with their $70,000 a semester or whatever the heck amount it is.
Do you know what the tuition is there, Schaefer?
No, but $70,000 doesn't sound off.
So it's like some kind of crazy amount like that.
$64,000.
A semester.
I mean, it's been a hot minute since I was in college,
that's
obviously.
That's before you buy books and everything, too.
Oh, yeah. But I got into Vanderbilt, and part of the reason I didn't go was the price. So, was that my grandparents paid for all the grandkids' education. So, but I just was like, oh, that's a lot of money. And even as a kid, I was like, oh, for me to go into radio? I was right. That's a really dumb amount of money.
So, $100,000.
Yeah,
the problem is they show up, they get their degree, and then they leave. They go back to their home state, their home country, their home whatever, and then they, you know, spread the knowledge of their career, whatever they've done. But so nobody, I say nobody, rarely does somebody local go to school there and then stay local.
One of my dearest friends from New Jersey, she went to Vandy, and she's stayed. She's been here ever since. But yeah, she's you know her. She's in the music business.
There's only a handful of them, and that's why I feel bad because, you know, the joke has always been there's more of the opposing team's fans in the stadium than Vandy fans.
Well, and even though it was a joke, it was true most of the time.
Yeah, until the past 2 years. Once Pavia got there, there's excitement.
Yeah, during the James Franklin era for a couple of years and now during the Clark Lee era. Yeah.
Conversely, going to Ole Miss, I was one of 7 or 8 Connecticut students at Ole Miss. So, you know, it was pretty much you went to Ole Miss, you were from a certain region. That it wasn't the, I think, cultural melting pot that was Vanderbilt.
Wow, so it was everybody said Mississippi?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
There's more vowels in there, people.
Mississippi. All right, so I pulled up the U.S.'s most expensive universities. What do you guys think the top? Give me a top 10. I will tell you, Vandy's not in the top.
Harvard.
Vandy is, I don't think
in the 20s.
Stanford, Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth,
MIT,
Miami,
Yale, Stanford, Harvard. Yes. MIT is at number
Princeton.
Princeton's number one.
What about Columbia?
UPenn, University of Pennsylvania.
It's not on here.
Okay. Wharton.
Oh, University of Penn is on there. Sorry. Number 7.
Yep. Okay. Miami, I feel like it's expensive, but it may not have made that list.
Yeah, this is only 7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
But again, Brown. I'm thinking Ivy League.
I don't want your laugh.
Now hold on.
Well, that's where he wanted to go in the show. Yeah, he wanted to go to Brown.
Ugh. That's not to Brown. That's
the man's dying, Carson.
Yeah,
stop it.
I saw a thing. He's really not doing well at all right now.
I know.
James Vanderbeek.
I know. And for all the things that I've ever said mean about him, it is heavy on my head.
Yeah.
It is very heavy. Yeah, because also we grew up playing in the same lawns with the same water sources. And I am convinced that part of our environment is the reason he is suffering now.
Really?
Yes. Okay, you guys want to hear my TED Talk? All right, you asked.
Oh, wow.
So have you guys ever heard of the Watch Girls?
No.
Okay. So back in the day, Cheshire was the watch capital. Cheshire, Connecticut. And you know Waterbury's the watch capital. Bubba has talked about going to, it's the next town over. We made watches.
Waterbury is where Timex is from.
Yes. And what they would do is they would hire young women and they would paint the watch faces with radium in order to have it glow in the dark so you could see it. Mm-hmm. And how they would use this is you would have almost a paintbrush that was very, very fine tip, and they would wet it between their lips. And they would dip it in the radium, they'd paint, they would then put it back in their mouth. And wow. Yes, so they were ingesting radium. And this is
radioactive.
Exactly. And it has like a half-life of like a million years or something, so it doesn't disintegrate. And so what happens is these women who had all sorts of issues, health issues because of the radium, were then buried when they died. And again, radium doesn't decompose. What it does is it goes into your soil, which then goes into your water source. And I'm not saying this is unique to my town, because obviously there were watch factories everywhere. But what I am convinced is that this somehow got into the soil and got into our water sources, because we had an inordinate rate of childhood cancers when I was growing up. I knew people in my grade, above me, below me. My parents' best friend's daughter at age 14 had ovarian cancer. I lost somebody in my class. There were two children, I think two grades behind me, who died. My younger brother had a lot of kids that he grew up with got sick. One or two of them passed away. That's insane numbers.
Do you know there's a movie out? It's called Radium Girls.
Radium Girls. Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's the name of but they were. Yeah.
Yeah. Radium Girls.
And I'm not, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm sure I also, if this was true, I'm sure somebody much smarter than me would have figured out that there was a problem like this, but I am still convinced that there was something in our environment and our soil because I believe James's mother, James Vanderbeek, who is dealing with colorectal cancer, his mother, I believe, just died from that in the last couple of years. Mm. And now here's James sick with it. Mm. So that was we took that detour on my TED talk of why I think that my area.
We have a lot of that with petrochemical because the oil industry where I grew up is real big. And it's a lot of the same kind of
just
thing.
Just scary stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. Yeah.
You're welcome.
There's no telling what we picked up drinking water out of the hose.
Dude, the hose water. That hose actually filters out everything unsanitary.
Yeah.
That old school hard rubber hose.
That tasted like copper.
Yes.
Because it was coming out yes.
I meant to tell you. So last week we had Luke and Joel on for King and Country.
Yeah.
And so I have been on a group text with the brothers about all the things that we talked about, like the double slit experiment, Bubba, and the just alien-y things and UAPs and that kind of stuff. So
Which is interesting, having an alien discussion with those guys.
Why is that?
Just the religious angles, you know? Like, it's interesting because I find so many people are like, oh, there can't be a life anywhere. We're the only life.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there's a lot of talk of like, a lot of Christians will say, you know, do you believe in aliens? Yeah, I believe that they're demons. And so you kind of go, oh. So yeah, and there's and who knows?
There's a lot of that. There's the time travel theories. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff. So multiverse stuff.
The Age of Disclosure documentary that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to them. I sent the link to them, and they're like, "Let's have a watch party." So now,
dude, I'm down.
So now we've got. Well, I was like, they're like, "We're in. Let's go." I'm like, "Dude, we have tinfoil hats and snacks." And Joel's like, we can get snack shaped like alien heads.
I could bring Alan. My
Bubba
alien
can bring your
I have a 3-foot tall alien that lives in my house.
We've got the one alien in the other room.
Can you guys live stream the watch party?
That would be
great.
I would tune in for that. Like, I don't want to sit in the same room as y'all and watch but I want to see that.
I'll call real quick. Let's see if they're serious about it. Was that Joel? I think was saying that. Sounds like my dad giving hearing tests. Lift a finger up.
I heard it.
Yep. What about this frequency? Yep, heard it. They're very into it, more than we expected.
Dude, the aliens, so many country stars, too.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Yeah, what was the message?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
God, what do they keep? Hey, man, we're doing the podcast, and we're talking about the documentary, the new UAP, UFO, alien
Disclosure,
and us doing a watch party. We're serious. Let's do a watch party. We'll get you and your brother and me and Bubba and whoever else, and we'll get together and we'll have...
We'll bring our alien decor.
Bubba has a little alien. It's actually it's in the building.
No, I have another one.
He has two.
The one at home is
Joel. He has two aliens that we're bringing.
3 foot tall, and I dress him up in different outfits. He wears a 18 month size.
Wow. That's how you know it's real. Okay, bye. So that's going to happen. We're going to do that. And we'll live stream it. Big D and Bobby King Country watching the UAP documentary together. I don't know where we're going to do that. Maybe do it at one of their houses or something. It'd be great if we like rent out a theater or something.
Hey, are you still on the apps or did you turn them off again?
Turned them off.
Okay, because I was going to ask if I was shifting gears to the ChatGPT stuff and everyone now has a completely faked out bio.
Oh, really?
They're terrible.
That they're all so generated
they're
like that?
They're all so terrible. Yeah. Look, stop, people. Stop. First of all, anytime you see that double hyphen, it's a dead giveaway that you've taken it straight copy and paste from ChatGPT.
Yep.
It's so terrible. And the other one is bonus points.
Oh.
Yeah, if your bio says bonus points, I know it's ChatGPT.
Oh, that's funny.
Bonus points if, you know, do you love dogs? I love dogs. I love to hike. Bonus points if you like beer. I mean, it's just like,
dude, have you been, so Bubba's got his buds in town from middle school at his house.
That's right, man. You never had a friend like you have when you were 12.
That's right,
man. Stand by me.
That's exactly right. We had a dead body. But have you all the dating app horror stories?
Yeah, they know.
Okay.
Oh, they know.
Bubba sends
they
me,
know.
Bubba sends me pictures. Like he doesn't
actually
know as much anymore. But
I was on the league maybe 8 weeks ago.
What's the league?
The league is another dating app.
Is that the one that's exclusive?
Yeah, it's this weird elitist one. And honestly, it's not.
It's not that great.
It's not intuitive either. I can't quite figure out how to use it.
It's really dumb because they pop up three
people. They also want you to spend a ton of money.
It's
like they
hundreds.
Want to spend you $50 for like a month.
Yeah. No, if really for a month? I thought it was more than that.
Oh, it might
be.
I don't pay for it.
It's like, I think it's like $300 a month or something silly. I don't even know. But anyway.
$300 a month. Pedro Pascal better be in there.
I had a suggestion on the app. And I had to take a screenshot and send it to my buddy Craig, who has been in here before, because it was his ex-wife.
No.
So I was like, hey, look who the app wants me to match with. And he's like, oh, my God, you should totally. I'm like, no, I already got rid of that one. I put the big old X on it.
Dude, y'all could be drinking tonight. That's going to happen.
Man,
you're going to be there.
I'd never seen like one of my best friend's ex-wives on there.
You know the problem with the apps is even when you – like I uninstalled Hinge, but I didn't technically delete my profile. So it still shows my profile like if people are swiping because they just want numbers. They want to be able to offer you options. So some dude sent me a message on Instagram, but it went into my kind of like spammy folder. And the initial message was like, hey, you know, something about kind of wanting to get to know me and would you be interested in drinks and whatever. Of course, I never replied because I never saw it. And then he followed up with, well, I guess you're just not interested in a guy with kids. Figured I'd shoot my shot. And then when I finally see it, and I was like, oh, hey, man, this like went to my spam folder. He's like, oh, well, yeah, I saw you on Hinge. And I was like, and also, I mean, kudos to you for having such a great self-esteem that you think the reason that I didn't reply was because you had kids. Not for anything else that it could have been. Good for you, sir.
I check all the other
boxes. He really did. He's like, oh, I guess you just didn't want a guy with kids. And I was like, oh, well, that's presumptuous of you.
I have a really good friend who is a single female. And obviously, we had a discussion at one point about, but it was like, no, she has a very small child. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I got to be honest, that's not where I'm at. And so it's great. So now we just kind of like you and I, where it's kind of like we wingman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her excuse for every guy. She's like, every guy, they want to jump into bed. And they don't want anyone with a small kids. And I'm like,
what? I just love jumping on the bed.
Dude,
that was
me
fun.
Too.
That was so much fun. You get to a hotel and you jump on the bed and your dad yell at you. Man.
Then I broke my bed one day jumping on it. I tried to hide that from my mom. That lasted about a day and a half.
Yeah. You break the wooden slats.
Yeah, that was it. The slats. Like,
I know you're telling the truth.
Donovan and I had bunk beds. And so when you get in the bottom bunk, you would like, if somebody's up on top, you'd kind of put your legs up and you do like a leg press and lift them up. Well, the problem is I did it one time and I did it too quick and too forcefully and it popped the thing up and then it fell and collapsed all completely down on me. I was like, get off!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. It was terrible. So I have this big board like just smushing me down.
The amount of things that should have killed us as children and just thankfully didn't. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, we didn't have all like the safety slats and things like that. Oh. You know, it was just literally that frame sat, that piece of wood sat on a frame that was about a quarter of an inch wide and it was all the way around. And you're like, if it gets off a little bit, it's collapsing on a child.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't care. Dude, I was wrong. Game day is not going to be here. It's in Athens.
Okay.
I was, but why is Jelly doing that?
Because he's Jelly Roll and he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but.
I was also surprised that you thought game day was here. Not that, because I didn't know, but I just thought like, wow, that's kind of a nothing game.
Yeah, his people may have reached out to, I mean, you know, he's got a good PR team.
I just think that guest pickers should have some sort of connection to the university. Yeah, it's been,
that's kind of changed over the years.
Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs are playing, they're performing on game day. College game day is it's on ESPN, and they stay there for what, 3 hours or something like that, and they have all these interviews and get you ready for the games and that kind of stuff, and they've started adding some performances and stuff. It's smart to do that.
Yeah, when they did game day for the first time in Oxford, it was 2014 because it was Ole Miss playing Alabama, and they brought out Katy Perry as the guest picker, and it was because her manager went to Ole Miss. Like, she had no affiliate, because that was the thing when they were like, and it was like she came out and I was like, Katy Perry, like, what does she have to do with our school? And it was her manager was an Ole Miss alum. And then I go, like, I mean.
Theo Vaughn was the other day, and he didn't have any allegiance to Alabama or Vanderbilt. But, other than he's a Nashville guy.
I mean, okay,
but
so
also,
they're doing
no, he did, though, because all the stuff with him and Pavia's mom and, you know, the whole I date your mom kind of thing. And
right,
so that was a tie-in.
Thin.
It's thin, but it was
when
still
Timothy
a thing.
Chalamet did it, did he have a tie to the school? I don't remember which game day he was at.
Man, listen, and he came out there.
And he
smoked
it with the information.
He did.
That was the thing.
He researched.
Chalamet.
He really impressed me.
That was the thing. He was really good. I just didn't know if he had affiliations.
I was going to say, he is much more of a dude's dude than I thought he ever would have been. Like, you watch him in Dune and all the other stuff, and you're like, oh, this guy is like just a pretty guy. And then, like, you see him do things, and you go, you know what? We could hang.
Yeah. If you weren't dating a Kardashian, I would be Team Chalamet.
Oh, is he?
I'm just
going to
go through.
He's with the youngest one, the Jenner.
So they're doing this in Athens, Georgia. Here's just a few people, country, I'll stay in country, who are from Georgia. Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett.
Cole Swindell,
Travis Tritt, Sam Hunt, Kane Brown.
Megan Maroney.
I thought Kane was from Chattanooga.
No, he well, yeah,
he's
just outside, like Dalton area.
Oh, he's right across the border. Okay.
Megan Maroney went to UGA.
Right. Why would you not get Megan?
Right.
Dude, call Christian to see if they even asked her.
Yeah.
Bubba.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's got a ton of stuff going on his own.
Ray Charles is from there. Why did you not get Ray Charles?
Well, that would have been a feat.
Kim Basinger. Bill Goldberg. Let's see who else. They could have got Matthew Stafford.
It's kind of a fun game now. Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Big Anthony one. Edwards. Man, they got a lot of famous people.
Ray Stevens.
Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, and she goes to a lot of Georgia games. Yeah, you could have got.
I would Brantley go, but I love to see Brantley up there.
Yeah.
Hey, my pick is going to be Georgia.
Well, that's pretty good.
What are you doing, boy?
You could fool people for that one. I'll never forget the time Bubba called and got his Super Bowl tickets as Randy Travis. It was one of my favorites on the show.
It was dumb. I couldn't believe they fell for it.
Well, you can't keep you did perfect because you didn't talk too much. You kind of kept it, you know, short bursts. And you're like, hi, this is Randy.
This is Randy Travis.
Got some tickets over here. We'll call
making sure that I'm
Big
set up.
D and Bubba. He had like they put our names at will call to get tickets for the Super Bowl. Now we did not go
because we didn't want to get arrested.
That's a sting. That's a sting operation. But I think he was. Was he playing it or something? I don't even know why he was.
I don't know. I think
I forget now. why, but anyway.
I'm doing the anthem.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
guy,
yeah, I want Raiders forever.
Could have Whispering Bill do it.
I mean, yeah, he's native to that area.
Well, he is. He's sharp. Even at how old is he?
Dude, you know, yeah.
80s.
Yeah, he's older. Yeah.
All right, we're about done. I have to go. I guess my guys are doing a.
I have friends.
Yeah, I have friends in town. I have three friends.
Jeez, look at this guy.
And they're all here.
I know. This guy with all the friends. I have friends.
Anyway,
we're doing
plural.
People that know all the dumb stories. Yeah.
Oh boy. Man.
Bodies are buried.
They suggested maybe coming by for the podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, nope.
You called that off.
I said, nope. I said, there are some stories that will never get out.
My favorite Bubba story is of him growing up. I didn't know Bubba until, you know, we first met in our early 20s. And he would just start telling me, because we're not the same, but we kind of are, but we're not, but we kind of are.
We got to the same place.
Yeah, but just different paths, top of the mountain kind of deal. And he would tell me, my favorite is he said, yeah, we would go camping out in the swamp, in the woods, and for days out there. I'm like, well, what did you eat? He goes, well, we would eat birds and squirrels. And at first I'm like, now I'm from a small town in Tennessee, Cookeville, Tennessee. I don't eat squirrels. I've never eaten a squirrel.
Squirrel is delicious. It's a nice sweet meat.
Okay. And I've never eaten a wild bird. My nanny got mad at me when I killed a bird with my BB gun one time. I didn't eat it. And he says, yeah, one time, I want to take your story away. So if I'm wrong, jump in. When you got shot because you're stealing chickens.
The farmer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the bright idea to go and steal chickens. So there's this farmer who lived in a trailer. It wasn't even like a big farm, but he had chicken coops. And so we get in there and we're stealing chickens. And he runs out and he's got, you know, he's like got his shotgun. So we're like, run, run, run. So we're running.
How old are you here now?
I don't know. I mean,
15?
Probably middle school.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So we're running and all of a sudden... I didn't hear it, and I don't ever recall hearing it, but it was like somebody kicked me in the back. And
as you're running?
Yeah, as I'm running, I fell to the ground. I kind of rolled, and I was like, I just got shot. So I get up, and I'm like, go, 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 go. And he's like, yeah, man, right. He's a flim-flam and all that stuff. And so, yeah, so we run, and anyway, I was shot with rock salt. In probably a 12 gauge, and they took the you take the shell and you take all the BBs out and you fill it with rock salt, and it's a way to not
kill,
you know,
someone.
Yeah,
it can, which and tells
it,
me that you were the first one to do
you,
that.
So you get all that salt.
Oh,
just,
does
yeah.
it burn?
It did. Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever get the chicken, or they get away?
Never got a chicken. Yeah. I think we were making too much noise.
And I he's sitting there telling me the story, and I'm like, "Holy cow! You have a." Stolen chicken shotgun story. That is great. I've got like church camp stories. I don't have anything like that. Well, so good.
Well, be glad about your story. It hurt a lot less.
You got Russian stories, though, and most people don't have a Russian story.
Dude,
right?
Your one Russian story is the greatest story ever.
No, the bathroom one?
Yes.
Nah, that's not the greatest one. The greatest one is me going back to the flat with those two Russian guys that were going to... rob me, and I had to tell them that.
Isn't that Bert Kreischer's story, basically?
Yeah, I think I talked to Bert about that one time. I was like, dude, I know you have the machine. I said, I had one too. I had to tell the guy I had knee surgery from playing high school football, and so I had these my knee is really wrecked. So I was asking about the stairs. My knee is wrecked on my right side, and so. They're looking at these scars, and so I finally realized what's going on, and I started telling them that I got these scars from street fighting and that I was a Greco-Roman wrestler, which I did wrestle, but I wasn't Greco-Roman, like an Olympic wrestler in high school. I've got out of there.
They left you alone?
It was a weird situation. It was a human-to-human. We didn't speak the same language, and we were just like, are we doing this? We're going to not do this. We decided not to do that, and I walked out of there backwards and went back to my flat. My host family, the guy was like, what? You did what? I was like, yeah.
The machine.
You didn't know.
I didn't know. And also, man, just when you're a dude and you're this size, like you just kind of think that nothing can hurt you. And you're, you know, also you're 18 years old, you know, you're enormous and you're not worried about stuff. And you're in, it's a little bit of American, like a little bit like, it almost got me killed. That was the podcast.
Hey, man, Bubba, you two guys are just two good old.
That's the guy who shot you. Yeah, that guy goes, I'm stealing my chickens.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Plot twist.
But that's okay, because you can
salts?
Listen to
the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.